tonight is going to be different. You see, we are discussing on the subject about what? What are we talking about? I want to hear you. We are discussing about what subject?
The anointing.
The anointing. Wow, so we are discussing on the subject of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Say with me, the anointing. So what do we mean when we say the anointing? Once again, I'm going to describe the word anointing again. The anointing, it is the working of God's Spirit through a person. I repeat, it's not the sitting. It is the working of the Holy Spirit through a person. Or it is a divine empowerment upon a life of a believer. There is nobody that Jesus Christ would call, and nobody that God would call, without giving them a divine empowerment known as the anointing. So God will give you what will give you the ability. Am I talking to you? It's like you are a soldier. Your government cannot send you to go to war and defend your nation without weapons. Now, just think of that. How can God send you into the battlefield where you have no weapons? So the anointing, it is the divine enabler. What enables you? What gives you access, power? That's the anointing. Say with me, the anointing. Ah, you're talking very well tonight. So, say with me, I have the anointing.
I have the anointing.
Because so many people, they're like, don't think me, I have the anointing. That's the problem. You have the anointing. You have the anointing. We read 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Scripture doesn't say you will have the anointing. It says, but you have the anointing. But the anointing which you have received.
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
So the anointing, scripture doesn't say the anointing you're going to receive. And it makes things even more better on verse 20. It says what? It says,
but you have an anointing from the Holy One.
Is it saying you will have?
All things you have.
It says, where's the anointing? It says, but you have. Say with me, I have the anointing.
I have the anointing.
Bible isn't saying you will have. It says you have. You have the working of the Spirit upon you already. Now, so what is the anointing? I told you, the working of the Spirit. Now, we have a mistake where most people think the anointing is for the pulpit. They'll be like, I have anointing. God uses me on the pulpit. Listen, that's just part of. Anointing is not for pulpit only. You read your Bible, the anointing was demonstrated in the boardrooms. Check scripture. The anointing of Daniel wasn't for preaching. It was for leadership, for governance. The anointing on Joseph wasn't for pulpit. It was for financial markets, understanding the economics. How does the economy move? Where do we invest when we need what? And the anointing was upon him. What gave him the ability was the anointing. And Elijah on the pulpit, what gave him ability? The anointing. So we see anointing working on the pulpit through Elijah. Okay? We see the anointing working in economy through who? Joseph. And we see the anointing of leadership and governance. The Bible says he was better 10 times. More than everyone, wise man of the kingdom of Babylon. Better. What was working on him? The anointing. Now, we have people today who think the anointing is just for men of God on the pulpit. Shut up. The anointing is for you to go out there. That's why I refuse. I will never be poor with the anointing. Never. Never. I promise you, it's just impossible. Because the anointing gives me capacity. Somebody say capacity. No, let me show you. Let's go to the book of John quickly. Let's just read one verse on that, on this one. Because people think we're just talking. John 3, verse 34. If you have ESV, right? Just check this version out.
For he whom God has sent utters the words of God. For he gives the Spirit without measure.
He gives the anointing
without measure.
Ah, come on. I want you to say louder. He gives the Spirit. Does it say measurable?
No.
It says without. Now, my thinking has got no limit. You can't measure my thinking. Because I told you that it is the anointing that gives capacity. Capacity, it is how you reason, how you think. So many people, they are limited because it is them trying to do it. When Mary told the angel, she said, how will this happen? For I am a virgin. How shall I have a baby? It is impossible. The angel said what? The Spirit of God will come upon you. The anointing will come upon you. And what is impossible, you shall do it. Now imagine having the anointing and having a company and you are failing to execute and to run. Imagine you're a man of God on the pulpit. Failing to run a ministry, failing God to use you. Imagine that you were a leader. Imagine you just think, oh, me, I want to become this, but I don't know how to do it. The anointing gives you the ability, access. You can never be stopped. Say with me, I can never be stopped. But what happens? So many people, they think they have anointing. What are you doing with anointing? Nothing. In fact, if you know you have anointing, praise be to God. Because so many people don't even know they have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Some they have, and they even forget sometimes. Some anointed. Yeah, this one, it's like you don't even know you're anointed. Say it again.
I'm anointed.
Do you believe? Say,
I have the anointing on me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Imagine entering in a boardroom. Imagine entering in a meeting knowing I am anointed. I am anointed. Imagine planning, executing, knowing I am anointed. Say, I'm highly anointed. Now, I told you this, right? I said, there is a possibility when you are anointed, you may not know it. Because the anointing will not come on your face and then you see like, oh, there's like fire on me. No. I gave you examples of Moses. The Bible says when Moses was anointed, he didn't know. But when he went to people, when people looked at him, the Bible says they could not look at him because his face was shining. Do you know that you may not know that you carry the fire of God? Your face does not change. Your height does not change. Your smile remains the same. But you are what? Anointed. This is why so many people end up losing the revelation of the anointing upon them. When they see problems around them. When they see what's happening around them. And when they see the anointing, they can't see it. So you don't even know whether you're anointed or not because the anointing is not seen with your eyes. The word anointing comes from a Hebrew word, mimshak, which means to rub on. It comes from this word. Can I have oil? Can I have anointing oil? It comes, just give me. It means to smear, to rub on, to smear. Now, this is the anointing oil. This, if I put on my hand like this, what I have done here is not anointing. I've just poured it upon. But to smear is when I'm now doing like this. Meaning to say, to spread it. Mimshak, to spread, to smear. Are you here?
Yes.
Now, what it means that. That's why Jesus Christ is known as what? Mashiach. Christ. The anointed one. Mashiach. What it means? It means that he has the ability to spread. Am I talking to you? Do you know the meaning of Lucifer? Lucifer, the Bible says he was the anointed cherub. You understand? He was what? Anointed. So if you think you're anointed, you should also remember that Satan before, he was also what? That's where that danger is. That's where the danger is. You are anointed, and he was also what? He was also anointed. And that's where the danger is. So he has, that's why people who are very dangerous are those who were in church, they were anointed, and they left. They become good devils. He was anointed. Satan was anointed. The Bible says he was also anointed. What does it mean? He is the only angel at that time who would go on the throne of God and spread his wings to cover the glory. Am I talking to you? If you think you have ever prayed, the devil was actually covering the glory with his wings. Am I speaking to you? On all angels, the one the Bible says he was anointed is him. It also means if you are anointed, it does not guarantee you that God can't bring you down. When pride comes in, God brings the anointed down. Am I speaking to you? Now, what made the devil? One thing you should know is this. When God anoints you, if he brings you down, he does not remove the anointing. That's why there are many foreign people still having what? The anointing. God does not remove what he put upon a person. That's why King Saul, when he had fallen, after being fallen, he was still trying to kill David. And David said, I cannot kill you, Saul, because it is written, touch not the anointed. Yet by that moment, the Bible says evil spirits were coming upon Saul. So there are people who are anointed and there's evil spirits came upon them. And they don't even know it. And God can't remove what he gives you. That's why Satan, the Bible never says God removed the anointing. It says God dropped him down. So what is Mimshak? Mimshak means to spread, to attract. That's why the devil, though he is foreign, but he has the ability to attract people. Are you there? Anything of the devil attracts people. Do you know why? Because he uses the counterfeit anointing which was upon him. And yet believers are failing to use the real anointing which they carry today. And the things of the world attract more people than people in the church. How can someone have a shop and attract more customers than a believer who is anointed? What nonsense is that? And you claim you're anointed. Say with me, I activate the anointing.
I activate the anointing.
So we have believers today who don't even know the anointing upon them, what it can do. Try to open a shop after today. The way customers will be coming. Say the anointing. Now, I want to show you this. That's very important. Now, Moses had the anointing, and yet he didn't even realize. It is people who told him to say, your face is shining. He didn't know it. Sometimes it's us who we see. It's the people that see. And you may not even see it. You go to church like this, and God will be using you. You go home, you're in problems. Ah, I'm telling you. People are like, oh, woman of God. And God is using you. God is you. You go home like, ah. You pray for something, nothing is happening. Like, ah. The face is shining somewhere. When you go home, it's not shining. Like, what is going on? Let's go to number two. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 13, the purpose says when he was anointed, the Spirit of God remained upon him moving forward. Don't think when the anointing comes upon you, the anointing will leave. The anointing stays upon you. Jesus made that promise, said when the Spirit of truth comes, he shall abide with you always. People go in trouble just because they don't know the Spirit is upon them. Because the Spirit of God does not work if you yourself, you don't recognize he's on you. He doesn't work if you don't recognize. The anointing does not work if you don't know. That's why people were touching Jesus and the anointing never worked. Only the woman who knew, if I touch, this will happen. Now, you may have the anointing upon you, and the anointing may not be working for you because you don't know, you don't recognize that the anointing is upon you. It takes one to realize, I have the anointing. Imagine you wake up in the morning with the stomach cramps and you realize you have the anointing. I have the anointing. But imagine you wake up, you have these cramps and you are scared to say, what's going to happen to me? Will I die? And will this happen? Will this? And you are panicking. The anointing does not work where people are panicking. This is why for the anointing to work, when Moses wanted to cross the Red Sea, what happened? The Bible says that God said, Moses, be still. And know, I am the Lord. God would never work where people are panicking. Stop panicking. The power will move. Stop panicking. Stop panicking. If you want to see God moving, stop panicking. No matter what, no matter how situation may come, stop panicking. The anointing does not work where people are what? Panicking. Recognize I have the anointing in me. Touch your stomach, say the power of God is in me. Failure to recognize who is in you. That's what the Bible says, little children. Because it's only little children who forget. There are people who are 60 years, but in the spirit, they are little children. That's what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4. It says what? Little children, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Am I talking to you? That verse is not for people who are like us, who are matured. We don't need to be reminded. We already know. That's why it says what? You are of God, little children. You have to be reminded that you are of God. Sometimes you forget. When you face a trouble, you forget that you are of God. Like, I don't know what to do. Hey, so many problems. I don't know what to do. That's what the Bible says. You are of God, little children. And you have overcome the evil one. You are not trying to overcome him. Just the fact that you are of God, you have already overcome. Says then, says what? It says greater. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. He who is in you, who is that? Somebody say the anointing. Do you know how powerful you are? The moment you know you're anointed, when I'm making decisions, when I'm planning, when I'm thinking, trust me, I don't think like me. I know, yes, these are my plans, but my ability is of God. The moment you begin to do things, knowing that you are anointed, it is so different when you are doing the things, knowing it's you doing them. Say, my ability is of God.
My ability is of God.
Say it again. Say, my ability is of God.
My ability is
My capacity is of the Holy Spirit. Say, I have the anointing. Never. Don't look at your situation and then compare yourself. Is your anointing cheap that you should compare yourself with the problem you're going through? No way. You are bigger than what you are passing through. You have the anointing. Do you know the anointing I'm talking about? It is the same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead. It is the same anointing. The Bible says when Moses was stranded, he didn't know what to do. God said to Moses, Moses, what do you have in your hand? He forgot he had the anointing. And God said, raise up your hand. It was not the hand of God that Moses raised. His own hand, there was anointing, and he didn't know. They're having a sea in front of them, water in front of them. They don't know how to cross, yet the anointing is in his hand. God said, raise up that hand. The moment he raised up the same hand, the anointing upon his hand divided the waters. Scripture does not say God parted the sea. No, it says by the hand of Moses. Israel was delivered by the hand. The anointing was in his hand, and he didn't even realize. Most of you have the anointing on your hands. You have no idea. You have anointing in your mind. You have no idea. You have anointing on your feet. And you are perishing. Do you know Moses was stranded? There was no way. There was a sea. No way. And some of you, as I'm talking now, there is no what? No way. Looks like everything is closed. Your businesses are closed. Everything, no what? No way. Yet the anointing is upon you. God didn't come and say, I will do it for you. God said, what do you have in your hand? There was a woman who came to a prophet. She said, there are people who want to take my children. I am stranded. The prophet said, what do you have in your house? She said, I have a bottle of oil. He said, that is it. She had a solution without knowing it's a solution. When God gives you anointing, he has given you everything. Have you noticed all men, women who God was calling in the Bible? Some of them were not educated, and some of them, they were actually poor. But one thing God was giving them, anointing. They were shooting from ashes, and they were becoming kings. Remember, in Deuteronomy 8, verse 18, in NIV, it says what? Can you read it? Let's read it together on the screen. Let's read it. One, two, three, go read.
But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
He gives you what?
The ability to produce
wealth. Did you hear that word? Does it say God gives you wealth? He gives you what? Exactly, the anointing. Because the anointing is the ability of God. So we have people now that are praying, Father Lord, open the doors, open the doors, open the doors. No, God will give you the ability. One idea, boom, you are gone. Your ability. Anointing. The most forgotten God's gift upon a man is the anointing. Most people forget the anointed. They'll be thinking like this, oh, I'm planning to do this. It will be them thinking. They forget. They'll be like, I don't know how to do it. The anointing will give you strategy. What is the anointing teaching on business? What is the anointing teaching on leadership? What is the anointing teaching you on ministry? What is the anointing teaching you on what to do when you are stranded? The Bible says the anointing teaches you all things. Not some things. All things. What is anointing teaching you? Because the anointing will teach you. Why some people don't experience the anointing? Number one, ignorance. They are ignorant. They don't know about the anointing that is on them. They don't know. They think, for example, they think if they are praying, they think it is them who planned to pray. When they are fasting, they think it is them who planned to fast. For example, when you come to Malawi to see Major One, you think it is you who planned it. People with anointing, they know. I was led by the Spirit to pray. I was led by the Spirit to see Major One. I was led by the Spirit to watch this program. They know it. The difference starts when you don't know. You think it's you. Like, okay, it's like sometimes you're doing God a favor. Like, I'm praying, you know, I'm doing good things these days. It's you. When you know the anointing, it is the one that is giving you the ability to pray. Because the Bible says, as weak as we are, we don't even know how to pray. Do you know who said he was weak? This is Apostle Paul, a man who do pray in tongues more than anyone else. And he says, as weak as we are. And yet you think you're strong. He says, we don't know how to pray. The Spirit makes intercessions on our behalf. He knew it, that even the prayer he's making, it was by the anointing. He knew that when he's praying in tongues, it's the Spirit. But what happens with you? You speak in tongues. Soon after speaking in tongues, you sit it down and you're thinking like, no, I think this thing can't happen. You even forget the one who was praying in you was the Spirit. The one who spoke in tongues just now was the anointing. And you're still thinking, I don't think this thing is going to happen. I don't know. I'm going through a lot. I don't know. That's why your tongues don't work. How long have you been praying in tongues? What's happening? No results, no nothing. Just pray in tongues. It has become a tradition and not a transformation. The anointing, it is the one who was saying rabababa. If you realize that, you'll be like, I was praying in tongues. It is a sign. The Bible says tongues are a sign. They are not just a happening. It's not a fashion. We don't speak in tongues as a routine. It's a sign of Emmanuel. God is with me. It's a sign of Emmanuel. Christ in me. The hope of glory. I'm not talking to you. Say, so I have Christ in me. When you speak in tongues, it's a sign. The Bible says it's a sign. And you speak in tongues after speaking, you don't even know what you're doing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 22, therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. You understanding? When I speak in tongues, even an unbeliever, when they see a team like this, like, oh, there is God in her. There is anointing in him. You're speaking tongues, you stand there. It's a sign. Do they see those signs around you? No, nothing. You can't even show anything. Because you don't know you are anointed. Let me show you. Let's go to the book of Judges. Okay, quickly. Let's see another guy who was anointed and he didn't even know. Chapter 6, verse 15. They had to tell him that you are anointed, sir. Let's start from verse 14. Can you read it?
Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours.
Okay. Go in this
might of yours.
Might of yours. What is might? Power.
And you shall save Israel.
The man didn't know he was carrying what? Anointing. Can you imagine God is saying to Gideon, go in this anointing of yours? Meaning it was already in Gideon. And Gideon didn't know it. And then God says, by this anointing of yours, you will save Israel. What did he answer in verse 15? What did he answer?
So he said to him.
Now look at his reply. Look at his answer. He didn't even know.
Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh. And I am the least in my father's house.
You see? Are you seeing it? It's so difficult to know you're anointed when your account, there is no money. Are you hearing me? It's difficult to know you're anointed when you're broke. God is speaking to a man who's so poor. He says, with this anointing of yours, you will save Israel. The guy said, I know I don't have to argue, but for the first time, God, I don't think you have seen correct. He says, I come from the poorest family. And in fact, in my family, I am the last person anyone can think about. You're talking about me. I have might me. I have anointing me. God says, yes, by the anointing of yours, you will save your family. You will save your country. You will save your church by the anointing of yours. Somebody shout by this anointing. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Now get this right. Ignorance, not knowing. The man became poor in his family. He was living in poverty. And the Bible says he was in the farm, working there, hard labor, because he didn't know he was anointed. Until the day he was told that you are anointed, the same day, the man realized, what am I doing here then? Am I speaking to you? What am I doing here? Today, this teaching is serving like an awakening. What are you doing in that situation? Wake up! The day I realized I'm anointed, I knew I was. But the day I realized, these are two different things. I knew I was. But the day I realized, I make decisions you may think I'm mad. Because you can't stop somebody who's anointed. Some unstoppable. Some moving forward. Imagine Gideon had the anointing and he didn't know. Ignorance. Not knowing. And sometimes people think they have this anointing and not that anointing. Especially pastors and the prophets and the men of God and women of God. They think they've got the pulpit anointing only and not the anointing of business. That's why a lot of men of God, they are very poor. They struggle and they wonder why. Because the anointing they use is the one on the pulpit. One day I woke up, I said, I will never be broke again. I will never. It's not my portion. By this anointing of yours, you shall save Israel. He said, how? He began to look in his pocket. He said, but we are very poor. God doesn't even say how you are. He sees what he gave you. He says, by what the anointing, by this might of yours, you will do this. The guy said, but we are very poor. Our family, God says, you will do it. And Gideon, what happened? He moved from a nobody to somebody. Today, I'm preaching him in Malawi, in Africa. A man who was the least. Gideon. He did something that the whole Israel said, Gideon, Gideon, Gideon. The whole Moab, Gideon, Gideon, Gideon. The whole world is today is talking about the guy just because of the anointing. By this anointing of yours, you shall save Israel. By this anointing of yours, I shall save my family. Number one, ignorance. Number two, why the anointing cannot work on you. Okay? Because we're still talking. Why some of you, the anointing doesn't work. Lack of humility. People are not humble. One of the most important things to see that you're not humble is when you don't fast. Do you know fasting is one form of humility? Don't fast because Major One has said we are fasting this week. On your own, it shows you are dependent on the anointing. You can't do anything without God. Imagine you fasting to say, I'm fasting tomorrow. I want the Holy Spirit intervention. And like what you're just eating every day, or you're doing plans, some of the things you want to achieve, please, I'm begging you. You want to build a house, you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to, we are different. Some people do by their ability. David said what? Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in, we are different. Some trust their connections in government. Some trust their school. Some trust their businesses. Us, our trust on those things we want to achieve is in the name of our God. So fasting shows that you are humble. You want God's intervention. You want God to help you. I have seen so many people, some of my sons, a lot of them, like, I'm a father, so I'm doing this project. It's 70 million. I'm like, okay. So as I'm talking now, I'll be meeting this one, and then we'll be doing this. I'll be looking at the person, okay. A few moments later, Papa, now this thing doesn't work anymore. I need your prayer. I look at it. Did you even have a moment to fast? No. You are trying to use somebody's system. Now let me show you something. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. All right, because some of you don't even know you have got anointing. And some of you have the anointing, but there is pride in you. So much pride that you can't wake up at night one day and pray. It's too much. You are too big. And some of you say you are tired. I'm very tired. But if you're going to say, we'll give you $1 million, you should count tonight, you won't be tired. You will count 2 days, no nine sleep. When we say, can you stop counting? Like, no, I'm actually not asleep at all. Peter, in the Bible, what happened? He tried to catch the fish the whole night, and he caught nothing. But one night when Jesus was praying, he couldn't pray for 1 hour. He said, my body, my spirit is weary, but my body is weak. When he was catching the fish, he never said, my body is weak. Looking for money the whole night. What you value, you submit. Humility is an act of submission. If you submit, if you humble yourself, you will see the anointing working. Most people, they will never see the anointing because they are not humble. In 2 Kings chapter 5, there is a story of Naaman. The man went, when he went to be healed. Are you still here?
Yeah, we're here.
The man went to be healed. And he comes to be healed. And then the prophet says, for you to be healed, go and bathe in a river. The man said, do you know that where I'm coming from, there are better rivers? He said, go and bathe 7 times. He said, do you know where I'm coming from? There are already rivers. There are certain things when God says, do them, humble yourself. And most of you, from tonight, certain things that don't make sense, they'll make sense. Humble yourself. The anointing doesn't work where there is pride. If you have pride, the anointing, you will never be healed. Naaman was healed because he humbled himself. His servant said, Master, please, what God is saying, do it. He said, I have Euphrates in my country. What is this dirty river? He says, humble yourself. Do what God is saying. Some of you, God says, fast. Some of you, God says, give. But there will be no humility to do what God is saying. And as a result, you will not be healed. You will not be delivered. It takes humility to attract the anointing. When Naaman obeyed, the moment he went into the water, when he bathed himself, he was healed. Say with me, I have the anointing.
I have the
Say it again. I have the anointing. Say, I can never be defeated. Say loud again. I can never be defeated. Why some people don't have the anointing working for them? So many people are very passive. In other words, when you are passive, the anointing can't work for you. When you just stay without doing something, without action. We have some of you with a brother right now who is addicted to drugs. And there's no action you are taking. The anointing will never work. Do you know there was a man called Elisha? He was highly anointed. He was healing all manner of diseases. But what he was healing killed him. When it came upon him, he couldn't heal himself. It killed him. Elisha. And when he died, his bones, when they took a dead man and put on his bones, the man resurrected. Whenever it's for others, the anointing was working. For him, it never worked. It is ending now. The anointing will heal you. Deliverance will happen in your family. Somebody say, I'm no longer passive. I am active. So imagine you have a brother who's into addictions. And the person is addicted. Like, oh, I have a brother who's addicted. No. This anointing has to work. Oh my God. Go and hug your brother. Trust you me. Just go there and touch your brother. Can you come over here? Come, brother. All right? Like this. Like this. How are you? Well, in your heart, you are saying every addiction come out. You okay today? Oh, okay, okay, okay. He has no idea. You are releasing the anointing. Am I talking to somebody right here? You are releasing the what? You go and you believe it. Say, I'm done my mission. You go. I promise you, he may take the drugs tomorrow again. He may take the drugs the following month. He may take the drugs the other month. But I promise you, that anointing begins to work. The anointing is working. The anointing is working. One day,
yes,
you'll be told that he stopped all those drugs. The anointing doesn't stop, eh? Oh, my husband is abusive. My husband is abusive. My husband, I don't know. Go and wear his shoes. I know he has got a big shoe. I knew you're a woman. So he go drag those shoes. Kaya Mandereba Shaka. Move around in his shoes. When he's not around, eh? The day you put on those shoes. All of a sudden, be like, my love, can you come over here? I don't know what happened to me. But forgive me anything I did wrong to you. Even if it's your wife, pray for that pillow. Hold that pillow. I release the anointing of submission and leave it. She will sleep. It may take 2 months or 1 week, but one day, she's just going to change. You say, my husband, I submit, sir. My wife is calling me, sir. Hey, my wife. You go to the bedroom like this alone and close the door. Say, Chakaya Baba. God of Major One has done it. My wife, she's calling me, sir. Your Excellency. My Lord. How? The anointing, don't be passive. Like just complaining, I don't know. You have the anointing of the Holy One. The Bible doesn't say you will have. It says you have the anointing of the Holy One. Am I talking to somebody right? I have a child who's not even passing at school. Oh, I don't know what is happening. There was one child, I think we had a testimony in church. This child was failing. The parents brought the child here. We prayed for the child. The child went back to school. Distinction. The anointing works. Don't be passive. The anointing will never work. So most believers, they are so passive. They don't even know they are anointed. And when they know, they're also not just using it. Imagine you entering in a meeting where they're fighting you. They call you in a boardroom and you're sitting there like this and you're thinking, and everybody's threatening you. The Bible says, I'll make your face harder than their faces. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. I'll make your face, I'll make it more difficult. I have made your face strong against their faces. And you're sitting there and you're scared just by their faces and how the whole environment is looking. No, you're supposed to scare. When you sit there like this, everything just changes. I told you, there was that guy who was fired. The person came and said, Papa, they have fired me at work. So we are going for a hearing. I said, don't worry. I said, bring me your documents. Where's the letter? The person showed me the letter for firing. I put my hand on that letter. I said, I put an embargo. I said, go. The person went into the meeting. Are you hearing me? Where they're supposed to, for hearing, as it's being dismissed. Only to be told to say, this thing happened, but set it aside. We have sat down and reviewed the whole matter. We want to promote you. It changed from being fired to promotion. The anointing works. Say with me, I have the anointing.
I have the anointing.
The problem is, most of you, you're thinking, does not match the level of the anointing upon you. You have the anointing without measure. If you believe what I'm saying to you this year, you will see things happening. As I said to you, the anointing does not only work for men of God. No. In your Bible, there are people, the likes of Deborah, who Bible speaks how she used the anointing in her profession. She was a judge by career. Am I talking to you? And she used her anointing in her career as a judge. She was going to do her judgments by the anointing. And somebody thinks the anointing is just for the pulpit. No. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego used the anointing for studies. In Daniel 1, verse 17, the Bible says these young men studied literature. They studied skill. They had, read it.
As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature. And wisdom, and Daniel had an understanding in all visions and dreams.
And now read the good news.
God gave the four young men knowledge and skill in literature and philosophy.
That's a subject. Literature is a subject. Philosophy.
Subject. In addition, he gave Daniel skill in interpreting visions and dreams.
Do you understand that he was a philosopher? These men, the anointing was working in class. So all you know is about Daniel, visions and what? The Bible says it was an additional thing. The actual thing was literature and the philosophy. Highly learned, educated by the anointing. Somebody say with me, I'm going far. Now the only thing you should always avoid, if you are anointed, if your mind thinks in anointing, avoid the people who can bring you down. Because your thinking will be big. Some people come and discourage you. Why the anointing doesn't work? The anointing doesn't work because by nature, it is invisible. And most of you don't even use the anointing because the anointing is invisible. If I touch you and I remove my hand, she won't even see any mark on her. So she may go home thinking nothing happened. What are you talking about? But imagine if the anointing was leaving a stamp. After a man of God touches you, then it stays there. And then you see it. You'll be believing. You say, oh, yeah, the anointing is too much. Hiya. And things would happen because you are believing, because you are seeing it. But because you don't see, most people lose revelation immediately. I can pray for people now on the screen, say, receive. The anointing can enter the house. The praises of God can enter the house. They want to see it. And they'll go and they'll be sleeping. And they're still worried. So what's going to happen? And the anointing has entered your house. The anointing is invisible. Because the anointing is invisible, many people do not receive. In Luke 24, verse 16, after all the disciples were with Jesus for many years, this day, the same Jesus, they couldn't know him.
But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him.
Can you imagine? Their eyes were restrained. The same Jesus they were with every day, they couldn't recognize him. They thought it was some other guy. I can stand here preaching to you. You can't even recognize anything. You can't even believe anything. In fact, you can just be watching a sermon. Like you're watching series. But somebody is watching and is recognizing that, not say, wait a minute, this man is anointed. And somebody is touching the TV to say, now I'll get a job tomorrow. And the following day, they have a testimony. Well, some people who have been around, these men were with Jesus every single day to a level whereby they could not recognize him when he appeared to them. They didn't know it was Jesus. And again, in the same chapter, you see, these are men. They walked with Jesus on the way to Emmaus. Walking with Jesus. Jesus joined them and their disciples. And they are telling Jesus about Jesus. They're like, oh, are you not aware of Jesus? There was a man called Jesus. He has been crucified. Even Jesus was shocked. You are telling me about me? Ever seen something like that? They are telling Jesus about Jesus. And these are his disciples. And they walked about 10 kilometers with Jesus. Walking like this. Ah, yeah, yeah. They killed him. Ah, these guys have got jealousy. And they're telling Jesus. They enter the house. They're like, wow, we want to cook food for you. And they don't know it's Jesus. Now, after cooking, then Jesus says, can I bless the food for you? They say, yeah. Give the guest to bless the food. Not knowing is what? If it was them to bless the food, they could have actually said, we are blessing this food in the name of Jesus. Not knowing Jesus is the same. He's only on the table. When Jesus took the food and blessed it, their eyes opened. Say, ah, you are Jesus. You are Jesus. It's you. And the Bible said the moment they realized it is him, he disappeared. Too late. Too late. So many people today, they are not seeing miracles because they don't know they have anointing. They have power in them. They don't even know. In John 20, verse 29, can you just read that verse?
Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to see. Say with me, I have the anointing.
I have the anointing.
You don't have to see for you to believe it. It must not be a stain on your shoulder like, oh, yeah. Maybe you want to really pray for me. You have the anointing. There's so much power in you. I'm telling you, touch your documents like this. Bam! When I'm saying touch your documents, people just do it as a routine. Like, Papa said we should touch our documents. No! You have the anointing. That's why I believe in your hands. I would have said bring them. I should touch them. I said touch your documents. I know the power in you. You have the power, the anointing inside of you. Say with me, I will never lose again.
I will never lose.
The Holy Ghost dwells in me.
The Holy Ghost
The anointing lives in me. In my house, there's an anointing. You know what I should do? Move around your bedroom. You know, go to your room like this. You see, if you stay with the people who don't believe, you should not make it obvious. Just you, in your heart, where you are making prayer. I decree anointing in this house. You just talk like this. I decree the anointing. You enter this room, bam, like you're looking for something. I decree that. Okay? If there's some people who may wonder, what are you doing? No? Just in your heart, just move around the house. You are done. Your mission fulfilled. Watch what will begin to happen in that house. Where there were misunderstandings, things will begin to change. Do not be passive. Be active. The anointing does not work in subconsciousness. It works in consciousness. The anointing works when you realize you carry the power. You are the one to change the history of your family. Never does the scripture say, Jesus begged God, said, God, I'm begging you now. Please, can you heal these people? No. He said, you are healed. Take your mat and go. And the Bible says that's who we are. He's our firstborn. As he is, so are we. And by the anointing of God in you, we'll see testimonies.